Hello, hi, how are you? It's another week of Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Kat Bolas, filling in for your regular host, Sarah Cinto, who is hopefully relaxing on a beach. She'll be back next week. It's Monday, July 14th, and while Sarah is out, I'm here to get you up to date on what the WVIA News team and more have been working on. First, some news from across the state. Pennsylvania's emergency manager is calling on the federal government to rethink proposed changes to disaster aid. As Rachel McDevitt reports for WVIA, the agency says the measures could hurt emergency response in the state.
A disaster must cause about $25 million in damage for Pennsylvania to qualify for a federal declaration and the help that comes with it. That amount would quadruple under a money-saving proposal from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. With that criteria, PEMA Director Randy Padfield says the state would not have qualified for a federal response since 2011's Tropical Storm Lee.
The potential is that we're going to have more requests denied, and it's going to ultimately fall back on the state for having the programs and the financial capability to be able to respond.
FEMA is also proposing an increase in the cost share for local and state governments and an end to federal response teams. Padfield says the changes would put more of a burden on municipalities and volunteer groups. Weather-related disasters are becoming more likely due to climate change.
Baseball. America's pastime, a symbol of teamwork, perseverance, and fair play. Did you know the first official baseball game was played in 1846 in Hoboken, New Jersey, not too far away from us? That's according to justbats.com. Every August, the Little League World Series is played in South Williamsport. Teams of youngsters from 4 to 16 years old from all over the world compete for the World Series trophy. The day before the series wraps up on August 23rd is a special game. It's the Little League Challenger Division Exhibition Game. Two teams of players with physical or intellectual challenges take turns hitting it out of the park. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall takes us to the Wyoming Valley Challenger Baseball home field in Wilkes-Barre.
Bubba slips on his batting gloves and grabs his helmet. The 21-year-old, whose actual name is James Shulton, heads to the plate. He hits the ball down the middle. The crowd cheers as number 51 takes off for first base. His teammates, who also have physical or intellectual challenges, give him high fives on the warm summer morning. At a baseball diamond tucked away in Wilkes-Barre's Miners Mills neighborhood, acceptance, friendships, and confidence flourish. The team will play in the 2025 Little League Challenger Division Exhibition Game at the Little League World Series in South Williamsport. It's a dream for organizers and parents, and a source of great pride and excitement for the athletes, including James.
I can't wait for our World Series.
In the last 6 years, the roster has expanded from 35 to almost 140 players from throughout the region.
So it's just really quite remarkable that we've been able to do this.
That's Steven Cheskevich, a league board member and the parent of a player. Wyoming Valley will play the Woburn Little League Challenger Division of Woburn, Massachusetts. Cheskevich hopes his team's proximity to Lycoming County will draw a large crowd.
There are days my face literally hurts from smiling so much. And I'm sure it's going to be that kind of a sensation in Williamsport, and I know it is.
Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
WVIA broadcasts and streams the event.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Now that July 4th fireworks have died down, it may feel like the celebration for the nation is over. But for America 250 PA, the countdown to the big party just started. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports on preparations for America's semi-quincentennial. Say that 10 times fast.
America's 250th anniversary is less than 1 year away, and communities across Pennsylvania are holding year-round celebrations. And for Cassandra Coleman, America's story lies at the heart of rural Pennsylvania. She runs America 250 PA.
There were so many opportunities here and so many ways to elevate communities that aren't Philadelphia and aren't Pittsburgh.
Coleman's a former Exeter borough mayor, and she says she left Luzerne County politics to represent small communities across the state.
I know how it felt to represent one of those small communities for so many years and to make sure that, you know, on a national basis or on a statewide basis, some of those stories or some of those things that are important to small local communities, the lifeblood of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you know, are also included in the overall work.
She hopes America 250 PA will reach Pennsylvanians from all walks of life.
So the goal is that through the different variation of programming, we want to hear everybody's story.
America 250 PA started a Keystone Classroom Initiative, Liberty Bells to commemorate lesser-known history, and more. In Pittston, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
For more information on America 250 PA's statewide and local programs, check out our website, wvia.org. Six Tibetan monks are touring Northeast Pennsylvania. They are offering healing rituals, lectures and blessings, as well as group ceremonies. Their visit began with creating a mandala. I watched the spiritual symbol come together at Heartspace Yoga and Meditation in Scranton. A rhythmic humming of metal on metal filled the studio. The monks from the Ganden Shartse Monastery in India used a metal funnel. It's called a chakpur. It helps create the perfectly symmetrical mandala. They glided a metal rod over the ridges on the funnel. Colorful, crushed marble trickled out of the spout from the vibrations and onto the pattern. In Buddhism, mandalas represent a pathway to the divine. The symbol took around 400 hours to create. On Sunday, it was destroyed.
Dissolutions of this mandala to represent about the impermanence of life.
That's Geshe Punso. Punso met Melissa Russo in the early 2000s, and she invited him to the area. Russo hopes people deepen their understanding of Buddhism and find more hope and peace from the monks' visit.
So we could be focused on all of the horrible news going on in the world, or we could be focused on what they're teaching us: compassion, empathy, appreciation, gratitude, connection.
Punso says Buddhism is a universal religion. The monks wrap up their tour of Northeast Pennsylvania on July 23rd. Visit WVIA.org for more information. The WVIA news team has a busy week coming up. It's the first presidential-esque visit since before the November election. Vice President J.D. Vance will visit West Pittston on Wednesday. The White House made the announcement on Friday, saying the purpose of his visit is to tout the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. This will be Vance's first visit to Northeast Pennsylvania. He did make a campaign stop in Williamsport last October. Now, his location and the time of the event haven't been announced yet, but WVIA News plans to cover his visit to the area on Wednesday. I think that gets you up to date. Thanks for listening. I'm Kat Bolas. And as always, find all of these stories and more on WVIA.org.